Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
My transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgive the guilt of my sin.
All powerful God,
merciful Father, I, the poor, pitiful sinner, confess to you all. Be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously.
The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my strength and my song.
And he has become my salvation.
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power.
Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed.
You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode.
You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain,
the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode.
The sanctuary, O Lord, for which your hands have established.
The Lord will reign forever and ever.
Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Resurrection of our Lord is from the book of Job, the 19th chapter. Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Easter Sunday dawn. Very early on Sunday morning, just at dawn. Mary Magdalene and the other women went to the grave with spices to embalm Jesus' corpse. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" The stone was very large, but suddenly there was a powerful earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat down on it. His face was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. The guards were so terrified, they shook and fell like dead men. The women arrived at the grave just as the sun was rising, and they looked and saw that the stone was rolled away. Mary Magdalene ran to tell Peter and John. The other women went into the tomb, but they did not find the body. As they stood there confused, suddenly two men in shining white clothes were standing beside them, saying, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you he must be crucified and on the third day rise again." They were terrified. Then a young man sitting to the right in long white robes told them, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Come, look at the place where he lay. Now quickly, go tell his disciples that he is going on to Galilee. They will see him there." The women hurried out of the tomb and ran from the grave, filled with fear and joy. When Mary came to Peter and John, she told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." They left for the grave, and John outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and saw the linen cloths, but he did not go in. Behind him came Peter, who went straight into the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there and the cloth which had been around Jesus' head, not with the others, but folded up by itself. Then John went in too and saw and believed it. They still did not understand the scripture that he had to rise from death. The disciples went back, but Mary stood crying outside the grave. Sobbing, she bent down and looked in and saw two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and one at the feet, who asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him," she answered. Then she turned and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize who it was. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" She took him for the gardener and said, "Please, sir, if you've taken him away, tell me where you put him, and I'll go and get him." Mary.
Master.
Gospel of Easter Sunday morning. Jesus told Mary Magdalene, "Stop clinging to me. I haven't ascended to my Father yet, but go to my brothers and tell them, I will ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." She went and announced to the disciples,
I have seen the Lord,
and what he had told her. The other women who had fled from the tomb said nothing to anyone on the way because they were afraid, when suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Rejoice." They came to him and grasped his feet and worshiped him. And Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid. Go, take word to my brothers to leave for Galilee. They'll see me there." So they went and reported all this to the 11 and all the others.
But though Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, James' mother, and the women with them told them all these things, their words seemed to the apostles to be nonsense, and they would not believe them. And two disciples left that very day for Emmaus, a village about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Of Easter Sunday afternoon. The two of them were talking with each other about everything that had happened when Jesus himself approached and started walking with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What's this you're discussing as you walk?" They stopped, downcast, and one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened there these past few days?" "What things?" "The things about Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet with powerful words and signs in the sight of God and all the people. And the chief priests and the rulers of our people delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who would redeem Israel. Besides that, it's 3 days now since it happened. And some of our women have astonished us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they didn't find his body, they came back telling us they'd seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found him as the women said, but they didn't see him." "How foolish you are. How slow your hearts are to believe everything the prophets have said. Wasn't it necessary for the Messiah, the Christ, to suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" And starting with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them everything about himself in all the scriptures. When they reached Emmaus, he acted as though he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us. It's getting toward evening. The day is almost over." When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, "Weren't our hearts burning inside us while he walked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" They got up immediately and returned to Jerusalem, where they found the others gathered together at the table and saying, "The Lord has risen indeed. He's appeared to Simon." Then the two started to tell what had happened on the road and how Jesus had revealed himself to them in the breaking of the bread. Gospel in the evening. While they were still talking, though the doors were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus himself came and stood in the midst of them and said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened and thought they were seeing a spirit. So Jesus said, "Why are you upset? Why do doubts arise in your minds? See my hands and feet. It's I myself. Touch me and see. A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones, but as you see, I do." And he rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him. And when they still couldn't believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it in front of them and said, "This is just what I told you while I was still with you. Everything about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and told them, "This is what is written, that the Messiah should suffer and rise from death on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, starting at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses to it." Then once more he told them, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whoever sins you forgive are forgiven. Whoever sins you retain are retained. Go into the whole world and proclaim the good news. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. "Therefore, depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Amen. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Phoebe Dawn, according to your boundless mercy, and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in her, which has been inherited from Adam, and which she herself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times
with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, from ancient times, the Church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates to assist parents in the responsibility of raising children in the faith. Philip, you are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. You are to serve as a witness of Phoebe's baptism. You are to pray for her every day, support her in her ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage her toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. Finally, you are at all times to be an example to her of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Philip, is it your intention to serve Phoebe Dawn as sponsor in the Christian faith? Then say yes with the help of God.
Yes with the help of God.
God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. When we come to the questions in the baptismal rite, we invite everyone who is baptized to respond, responding as though you are taking up your baptism again and being invited to confess your faith and renounce the devil. Hear the Holy Gospel.
They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord prepare your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore.
Amen.
Phoebe Dawn, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Son of our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, who descended into hell? The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Do you Phoebe Dawn, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes.
Phoebe Dawn, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace for life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family, and have granted Phoebe Dawn the new birth and holy baptism, and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
You may return to your seat.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." This is our text. When we think of great men and women of history, we usually remember them for things that they have done during their lives. We remember Noah for building the ark in which 8 people were saved. We remember Moses for leading the children of Israel out of Egypt and across the Red Sea. We remember Saint Mary for believing that she would be the mother of God and so welcoming the incarnation. Other great men and women are known maybe not so much for how they lived, but rather for how they died. We know Samson as the one who died while destroying the Philistines with his great strength. We know Saint Stephen for being stoned to death as the first Christian martyr. We know Saints Perpetua and Felicity, two faithful women of the late second century, for boldly confessing Jesus, even though it led to their execution. These all lived and died in faith. But only one human being, one man, is remembered, known, and even worshipped for what he did after death. I don't mean that his memory lived on in some way. I don't mean simply that his work lasted beyond his lifetime. That can be said of others. The most significant thing about this man is the way he lived and still lives even now post-death. And it's even more remarkable when you consider the kind of death he had. He suffered the most horrific and painful execution, death by Roman crucifixion. And he finally succumbed, likely due to suffocation, or maybe from dehydration or blood loss. And then a soldier thrust a spear through his side just to make sure. Here was a man who was really dead. The spear pierced his heart and his lungs, and blood and water came pouring out. Really and truly dead. Until he wasn't. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Come with the two Marys to the tomb on Easter Sunday morning. After witnessing that terrible crucifixion, they'd seen the place where he was laid. In sorrow, they observed the Jewish Sabbath by resting on Saturday, and then they rose early, before it was still light, on Sunday morning, and they made their way to the tomb. They made their way to the tomb to finish the work that they'd begun late on Friday afternoon, to anoint the dead body with spices, to put a little covering over death. But as they approached the tomb, everything changed. Strange things were happening. An earthquake, an angel descending from heaven. He looks like lightning, his clothes as white as pure snow, a look that we know well after this winter. The massive stone gets kicked aside like a little annoying pebble. Enough of that. The guards standing watch nearly die of fright before they pass out. The angel, the tomb, the women. What could it all mean? Listen to what the angel says. Don't be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here in the tomb. He is risen as he said. Come, see the place where he was laid, and then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as I told you. The tomb is empty. Death has begun to unravel from the inside. The wages of sin have been fully paid. Hell itself is shaken, and Satan's power is crushed. Those two Marys can't unhear the angel's words. They can't go back to what life was like on the way to the tomb, or on Saturday when they were grieving, or on Sunday when they watched him die. And neither can you. And they can't unsee what met them on the road, risen Jesus, scars and all, who says, "Greetings, rejoice, happy Easter, I am the first and the last and the living one, I died and behold, I am alive forevermore." And though we haven't seen it yet, we believe it. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He goes before us, and we will see him. We will see him there. The words of Job are our words as well. After my skin has been thus destroyed, even if death comes for me, yet in my flesh I shall see him, my God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold him and not another. My heart faints within me. I long for that day. As I said, once you have heard the message, you cannot unhear it. And you cannot go back to life as it was before. You may think you can. You may think that tomorrow is just another Monday and the day after another Tuesday. But Jesus is really and truly risen from the dead. The tomb is empty and the women have seen him. And now you know it. You cannot go back to the old life. Do not go back to the life in which you believe that death is the end or that it wins the victory. Do not go back to the old life in which you let sin reign in your mortal body, ruling over you. Do not go back to the life where the devil is able to whisper in your ear that he has you, because Easter Sunday says that it is a lie. You do not belong to the devil. You do not belong to death. You do not belong to sin. You belong to the Lord, Amen. To the one who is alive and risen, who was seen by the women and who is coming again soon. Remember that tomorrow morning when you wake. You may feel like you are living in the old body and your daily life may look like the old life, but you know what is real and what is true. Christ is risen. Death
is risen indeed.
Death will not hold him. He cannot have Christ, and so he cannot have you. You have heard the good news. You know that he is living, and he invites you to live as well. How are we to live as Christians? We live out of our baptism, like Phoebe Dawn today. We live having been buried with Christ in the water of holy baptism and having been raised with Christ to walk in newness of life. He was there in the water, whether you were one day old, a month old, 12 years old, or 60. You were baptized into Christ, and he lives and reigns in you. And he would have you live in him. And he has made a promise to you as he made it to Phoebe today. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. A promise that the Lord will be with you, whatever tomorrow may bring. That he will be with you as you come and as you go. He will be with you through every stage of your life. From infancy all the way till the moment of death, and then he will receive you there into his heavenly kingdom. This is what we pray, that when our last hour comes, he would take us from this valley of sorrow into his heavenly kingdom, that we might live with him there, and when he comes again in glory, that our bodies too might rise like his, body and soul be joined in a wonderful life that never ends. And now I invite you to come. Come to where your Lord is. Not in the tomb, but here present, laid out for you on this holy altar. He says, "Take and eat. This is my body. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood." The body and blood of the risen, living, reigning, coming soon Lord Jesus Christ, who wishes nothing more for you than you would have his life in him. Today, tomorrow, and every day. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Risen Lord Jesus Christ.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
O Jesus Christ, Son of Righteousness, on this glorious day fill us with holy fear at your resurrection, that we would no longer tremble before the grave, but rejoice in your power to save. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Prince of Life, by your word and sacraments, draw us to your side, repenting of our sins, abandoning the old life with all its malice and uncleanness, to walk with you in truth and holiness. Let your Spirit fill our minds with holy desires and our lives with good works. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord, let us hold fast to the word preached to us, that receiving it with joy we may take our stand in it and be saved by it. Hinder all who would sow doubt in our hearts, and grant us courage to confess its truth in our life and conversation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands we, O King of Kings, we commit our country and all authorities. Give them wisdom and justice, and lead them to fear your holy name, so that they punish wickedness and defend the nation's peace, while your church grows and glorifies your grace. Guard those in the armed forces and lead them to serve with integrity and honor, and receive our thanks for the rescue of the airman who was shot down in Iran. Protect the innocent around the world and bring an end to all war and strife. Watch over all expectant mothers and their unborn children. Be the companion of those who live alone and sanctify our homes. Bless our sister Kertu as she moves, that she might be kept safe in body and soul. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O scarred Redeemer, look with compassion on all who are oppressed by injustice, all who are suffering for the truth, all who are attacked with temptations to sin, all who are sinking under the weight of disease, all who are close to despairing of your grace, all who are troubled by the fear of the grave, all who are walking in the valley of the shadow of death. In particular, we pray for Mike Arpino, Judy Ward as she prepares to return home, Ralph Carey in his recovery, Julian Bergeron with his upcoming surgery, and the brothers and sisters in our own midst who are dealing with chronic or acute illnesses, including Diane Albert, Marilyn Arsenault, Melinda Bergeron, Jared Blaze, Dave Farabaugh, Rosemarie Jackson, Ted and Cindy Martin, Annette Pinard, Stan and Mary Lou Thompson, Luann Trigo, John Walters, and Rick Steino, and those who are homebound, Donna Allen, Georgia Bradley, Barbara Chase, Ruth Doolin, Eleanor Lawless, Edith Stacy, Jeanette Weinschenk, and Andrea Wetmore.
You are the expectation of glory. Live in every believer's soul, O Lord, and when you appear, may the testing of their faith bring you honor and praise. Lord, in your mercy, give us joy in your great victory feast as you share it with us from this altar, in the eating of your true body and the drinking of your precious blood in faith. Overcome our sin by your forgiveness and swallow up our death in your life, that we may be glad and rejoice in your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. God of God and light of light, thanks to you for victory over death. Comfort all who mourn with the promise that you are doing a new thing and will finally raise all your people from the dead. For you are the firstborn from the dead, and even now you bring our prayers in the Holy Spirit to your Father, one God in three persons, whom we adore now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper,
And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Psalm today is Psalm 16, a psalm of prophecy. You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "You are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are excellent ones, in whom was all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another, God shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood will not be poured out, or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor let the body of one see corruption. You make known the path of life. In your presence there is a fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Wondrous sacrament you have given us, a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Dearest Lord Jesus,
Master and Savior, Alpha and Omega, firstborn from the dead, thanks and praise and glory to you, O risen brother, living God. Lead us and we will follow you to the cross, to the grave, and to the skies. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.